The new Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Ray? Ray?
Oh, come in, Charlotte.
I was up here around 7:30. You were so engrossed in your work, I didn't have the heart to disturb you. But you've been at it since dinner time, dear. Don't you think you should relax a bit?
Well, is it too late to go to the movies?
Oh, I wasn't too anxious to go anyway.
Oh, say, it's a beautiful night. How about a walk?
No, I don't think so. You're sure I'm not disturbing you?
No, no. I was going to close up shop anyway. Something on your mind, Charlotte?
Oh, why do you say that?
Well, it isn't too often that you enter my sanctum sanctorum. When you do, you usually have something you want to talk about.
Well, I do and I don't. I've been thinking about that extra room we have.
Chucky's old room, huh?
Yeah. Of course, it's fixed up as a guest room now, but we don't really have any guests, you know.
Would you like it fixed up as a sitting room for yourself?
Oh, of course not.
Well, what were you thinking of doing with it?
Well, I was wondering just how you felt about adopting another child. You're surprised, aren't you?
Naturally, I had no idea after the experience that we had with Chucky that you'd ever even consider going through another adoption procedure?
I wasn't exactly thinking about a baby.
Oh?
An older child.
Oh. What's brought all this up?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I was thinking of your background, having been reared in an orphanage without kith or kin, and what you've made of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are you interested in, a boy or a girl?
A boy. Round, 12 or 14. A boy who knows that his parents are dead and who knows that he hasn't anyone. A boy who would appreciate a home. And a father like you.
That's funny.
What is?
Well, I've thought all along that there wasn't a husband in the world who knew his wife quite as well as I knew you. But you certainly have surprised me.
Well, I... Oh, that must be Mrs. Schneider. She promised me a recipe. I won't be long, dear. Why, Mesa.
Hello, Charlotte.
You seem to sense a subtle change in Mesa White, don't you, Charlotte? What it is, you can't quite put your finger on. The change will become more obvious in the minutes that follow. We'll learn more about this shortly.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
Yes, for white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Does. Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals, but my hands couldn't take it. So now I'm back to Does. Does gives me white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then use Does next wash day and inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Does can promise this because of the way Does is made. Only Does, of all leading washday products, contains such great quantities of real soap, extra rich soap, combined with two modern detergents. Only Does contains these quantities of rich, real soap, balanced with two modern detergents.
That's why Does gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. That's truly why Does does everything and does right by your hands. Get Does today. You'll say it too.
For white washes without red hands. I've gone back to Duzz.
When did Ted and Chucky leave for this camping trip, Maida?
Only a few days ago.
Camping trip? Well, Maida, isn't Chucky a trifle young for that kind of experience?
That's been my feeling all along, but Ted insisted that Chucky wasn't too young. And the youngsters seem to want to go.
You never can tell, Maida. The boy might really enjoy it.
I suppose so. Why haven't I heard from you people? When Chucky and I were here, Charlotte, you promised to call me.
Well, I don't know, what with one thing and another.
Didn't you want Charlotte to be in touch with me, Ray?
Whatever gave you that idea?
Well, it's possible, isn't it, that you might have felt... I don't quite know how to say it. Maybe it wasn't good for Charlotte to see Chucky or me.
Oh, believe me, Maida, that's the last thing that entered Ray's mind. And I'm sure you know that that isn't how I feel about either you or Chucky.
Why don't we tell Maida the truth?
Ray, I don't...
What do you mean, tell me the truth? About what?
She may as well know, Charlotte, as long as she's questioned us. Ted stopped by several weeks ago.
Here?
Yes.
It was shortly after you and Chucky had dinner with us.
Oh, I think I'm beginning to understand. He was very angry with me because I had brought Chucky over here. Said it wasn't fair to either you or the boy.
That's just about what he told us. And in a way, Maida, what he said made some sense. I know he wasn't really considering either Charlotte or me.
Of that you can be sure.
But he made quite a point about Chucky.
He told you that at one time, Chucky had been attached. Emotionally attached to both you and Charlotte.
That's exactly what he did say, Maida.
He asked us not to see Chucky anymore.
And you agreed not to?
No. But he laid it pretty much on the line. He intimated that if it became necessary, he could legally restrain you from bringing the boy here. Which, of course, he could.
In what way?
To be very honest, Maida, none of us can really know just how much the boy remembers of his association with Charlotte and me. We can't be sure that he's forgotten two people whom he once called mother and father.
How do you feel about it? I mean, in your own mind.
I don't know. Incidents in a child's life can be buried very, very deep. Even in so young a child as Chucky was when we gave him back to you. It's obvious that Ted is afraid if the youngster sees a great deal of the two of us. Something might be reawakened in his mind. He might come to be fond of us. Who knows, perhaps even more fond of us than he is of his own father. And that's what really concerns Ted.
He went so far, Maida, as to warn us not to see Chucky.
Did he say anything about me?
He couldn't. After all, as he said, wasn't for him to say whom you should or shouldn't see. But he was very definite about Chucky.
You see, that's why I haven't called you.
I see.
Is there something bothering you, Maida?
Bothering me?
You don't seem quite yourself tonight.
Yes, I didn't want to say anything, but when I opened the door and saw you, there seemed to be... Well, I don't know. But as though you'd changed a little.
I don't think that's quite the word, Charlotte. Changed. You're tense, Maida. You're not yourself.
I didn't realize it was that apparent. It sounds very stupid, I know. But I'm afraid of something. And I don't know what it is. I don't know.
You're worried about Chucky, isn't that it? His being away?
Yes, I am worried about him. And I hope it is only because he is away from me.
Well, isn't that natural, dear? The first time your boy has been away from you, any mother would feel the same way.
No, I don't think so, Charlotte. Because I'm not sure if it's the fact that he's away.
Well, what other reason could there be?
I don't know. But for the past few days, I've been afraid to be alone. And not for myself. That's the strange thing about it. I keep waiting for something. I don't know what.
Waiting for something?
Something that might happen. Not to me, but to Chucky.
When are they coming home?
Ted called this morning. He had planned to be gone for 10 days or 2 weeks, but for some reason he didn't go into it. He expects to be back sooner. I imagine toward the end of the week.
Oh, then you have heard from him?
Yes, I've talked with Chucky.
You've just got an old-fashioned case of the jitters.
I hope so. I hope it'll turn out to be just what you said, Ray. Just good old-fashioned jitters.
Oh, Maida, when you see that young man of yours walk into the house, you'll find out for yourself that you've been worried about him. But more than that, that you've been lonesome for him.
I guess you're right. I suppose I should be going.
Have you anyone staying with you at the house?
No, I let the housekeeper have a few days off while Ted and Chucky are gone.
Maida, do you want to stay here tonight?
Well, I don't want to impose, Charlotte.
We were just talking before you came, Maida, about the guest room we have that's never been used. We'd like very much to have you stay, if you'd care to.
You know, if you hadn't asked me, I was going to ask you. Thanks very much.
Why didn't you tell Ray and Charlotte of your nightmare, Maida? Why didn't you tell them that you feared for the life of your child? Have you forgotten your dream? You're not going to forget your fear. It will be with you for months to come.
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Dove.
White, white washes without red hands.
Yes, Dove gives you white, white washes without red hands.
Are your hands suffering from using those no-rinse chemicals? Then see why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Just accept this challenge.
Change to Dove next wash day. Then inspect your clothes carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness? Such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors. Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Dove can promise this because of the way Dove is made. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of real soap, extra rich soap, combined with two modern detergents. That's why Dove gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything. So for white, white washes without red hands, get Does today. Maida visits her family in Selby Flats. An unusual development in the relationship of two sisters. In the next dramatic episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Does.
Put new Does in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.